As amazing as the world can be, it's also full of terrifying places I'd avoid like the plague. Like caves. With over 45,000 caves in the U.S. alone, and thousands more worldwide, you never know what horrors could be lurking within them. Well, unless you decide to go inside, of course. It's time to descend into the darkness and look at some of the most terrifying things ever found in caves.
You're listening to
Be Amazed. When American photographer and wildlife enthusiast Corey Arnold was invited on a little adventure to Bryce Canyon National Park, Utah, with wildlife biologist Wes Larson, he jumped at the idea. The mission was simple. Wes was studying bears and needed to swap the batteries in a tracking collar one was wearing. The bear was hibernating in a cave, so wouldn't pose a threat. All Corey had to do was take a snap of it. Only things wouldn't turn out to be quite so simple. On a cold day in February 2019, Corey, Wes, Wes's brother Jeff, and their assistant Jordan set out through the snow and into the wilderness, following the GPS coordinates from the bear's collar. Eventually, they came upon an eerie sandstone cave. This had to be it. And peering into the darkness, Corey saw that it gradually narrowed into a small tunnel barely wide enough for a person to crawl through. The stench of wild animal was unmistakable. Wes and Jeff didn't hesitate, clambering straight in one after another. Wes led the way, armed with a long stick with a tranquilizer dart on the end, to be extra careful. Corey watched as they moved through the tunnel, then disappeared as it kinked off to the left. Silence. But before even a minute had passed, they both suddenly came flying backwards out of the opening again. They'd managed to jab the 350-pound bear, but apparently, now he was awake. The tense group waited in the cave for the drug to take effect, then nervously climbed back into the tunnel. This time, Corey followed with his camera. Claustrophobic is an understatement. Crawling through the cramped, dark shaft would have been bad enough without knowing what was at the end of it. Then, when they rounded the bend, Corey saw it. A pair of inhuman eyes staring directly at them from the far end of the tunnel. They hadn't waited long enough, and it was still awake. After taking a quick panicked photo, Corey started backing away, but the huge bear was crawling towards them, fast. Frantically, they scrambled out of the tunnel and started blocking the exit up with their backpacks. If the bear escaped half sedated, it could fall into the canyon below. But the backpacks weren't enough. The bear easily batted the makeshift barrier down and erupted into the cave proper. Even sedated, it was a terrifying sight. Luckily, it seemed more interested in escaping than attacking, and as it made its way for the exit, West managed to jab it again. Even so, it couldn't be allowed to run away and fall into the canyon. So as it groggily left the cave, West, Jeff, and Jordan all leapt onto it. Just as they did so, the tranquilizer finally kicked in and the hulking beast collapsed, sliding down the hillside and bringing the three men down with it. Fortunately, the furry toboggan was stopped by the branches of a pine tree before it could go too far. Wes and his brother relievedly changed out the batteries on its tracking collar, but the ordeal was far from over. The group then had to painstakingly haul the colossal beast back up the hillside and into its den before it awoke and attacked them. It was an incredibly tense task. Eventually, however, they managed to do it. Phew. Remind me to adamantly refuse if I ever get a call from a wildlife biologist about going on some adventure. If you've ever been to Bolivia, you may have heard of the Potosi Mines in Cerro Rico Mountain. The largest silver deposits in the world, this vast underground network has been mined since way back in the 16th century. But the cave and tunnel systems hold secrets far creepier than silver. Indeed, if you venture down into just the right part of them, you'll stumble across El Tío, a devil-like spirit who locals believe to be the lord of the underworld. Despite the area being strongly Catholic, El Tío is believed to rule over the mines, offering both protection to miners and destruction if he is not pleased. So to keep El Tío happy, miners routinely bring him offerings of cigarettes, coca leaves, and alcohol, which they place on his effigies. The mines are full of effigies to El Tío, as the underground passages are seen as his realm. Because of this, Christian symbolism is forbidden within the mountain, and images of El Tío are banned from outside. This juxtaposition of Catholicism with something akin to devil worship makes sense when you understand how insanely dangerous the mines are. Every single month, disasters like cave-ins claim an average of 14 lives, and miners believe the disasters are caused by LTO's wrath. So they placate him with offerings, and as creepy as those effigies are, it's the mines themselves that are the real horror, and the terrible conditions miners brave to work in them. Yeah, count me out. Atop a hill over in the UK's beautiful Buckinghamshire countryside stands an impending stone structure, the Dashwood Mausoleum. Built in 1765, it houses the remains of the prominent Dashwood family, which is macabre enough until you realize that the man-made caves beside it are far, far spookier. Known as the Hellfire Caves, they were excavated some 13 years before the completion of the mausoleum by Lord Francis Dashwood, who held clandestine meetings inside the caverns with members of a secret society called the Hellfire Club. Though outwardly political in nature, this was allegedly a cover for much more sinister goings-on, the likes of witchcraft, debauchery, and even satanic worship. Looking at the dark winding passages and claustrophobic chambers with strange wall markings, it's not hard to imagine. In more recent times, many people have claimed to see the ghost of the White Lady here. The story goes that a barmaid called Suki worked in a local inn where she fell in love with a rich gentleman. One day she received a note from him asking to meet her in a secret tunnel that runs from the pub to the caves. So she dressed up in a white wedding dress and rushed into the tunnel. Only the note was a farce. It had been written by some local boys that were pulling a prank on her. Upon realizing this, she started to run away, but the boys threw stones at her, making her trip and fall. She didn't get back up. Ever since, her heartbroken ghost is said to haunt the caves. Whether or not you believe it is up to you, but if you ever want to brave the Hellfire Caves, they're now a popular tourist attraction. With such a sordid history, though, I'm going to give this particular day out a pass. Back in 2022, Redditor SG Nielsen was out exploring the Estonian wilderness when he stumbled across a cave. In a move I'd never contemplate in a million years, he went inside, and after making his way through it, found a disturbing sight at the back. A strange assortment of household objects and flags surrounding what looks like some kind of altar. A hasty exit later, he posted the pic online, where commenters posted theories ranging from dark magic to the remains of some shady person's hideout. Either way, it wasn't looking like anything good. Turns out it might not be anything quite so creepy, though. One commenter recognized the flags as Buddhist prayer flags. In Southeast Asia, it's common to find Buddhist settlements in mountains and caves, and the altar, chair, and flags all point to a monk using the space for isolated meditation. There's only one problem. This cave isn't in Southeast Asia. It's in Europe, where Buddhism is significantly less widely practiced. And although those flags are supposed to channel good energy, S.G. Nielsen said the energy in there felt anything but good. Which, yeah, I can totally believe. I don't know about this one. What do you think? Just an innocent Buddhist or something wholly more sinister? In the vast rolling plains of Nevada, north of Humboldt Sink, there's an outcrop of limestone with a small, dark crack in it. This is the entrance to Lovelock Cave, a mysterious cavern drenched in morbid history. Back in 1911, a group of miners are said to have been digging in the cave when they uncovered the mummified remains of a huge human, far bigger than any ordinary man. According to the Paiute, a Native American people who've inhabited the area for thousands of years, there were once giants that roamed the lands. Named the Saitika, these formidable men were red-haired, stood menacingly high, and had a penchant for human flesh.
Jeepers!
The legend goes that they were engaged in a war with the Paiute for many years until eventually the last of the Saitika were driven into Lovelock Cave. Here, the Paiute finished them off by lighting a fire outside the cave, smoking it out, and making it their tomb. It's a wild story, sure, but how much of it is actually true? Well, at the start of the 20th century, ancient mummies were found in Lovelock Cave, along with about 10,000 artifacts dating as far back as 1450 BC. So there's no doubt it's a very important historical site. But despite reports that the remains of giants were found, there's no real evidence to support those claims. Indeed, historian Adrian Mayer argues that the many mammoth and cave bear fossils found in the area could have been mistaken for giant fossils to the untrained observer. This might have burnt the legend, or at least supported its propagation when the cave was excavated in the 20th century. Of course, we can never know for sure, though. Maybe, just maybe, somebody hid the evidence. If there's one thing I've learned from horror movies, it's not to go hiking in secluded areas. Nothing good ever comes of it. Well, Reddit user Wicked Hiker Throwaway and his friends were hiking in New York's Catskill Mountains when they came across a cave off the beaten path. Curiosity got the better of them, so they headed inside to check it out and immediately saw something disturbing. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Life is a journey, and honestly, some days just feel a lot heavier than others. Whether it's something specific keeping you up at night or just a general sense of feeling overwhelmed, it's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking you have to figure every single thing out on your own, but no one has all the answers, and the truth is, no journey should be walked alone. Since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, it's the perfect time to check in with yourself. If you've been feeling stuck or anxious lately, I want you to know those feelings are more common than we think, and having someone with you to actually listen and support you can make all the difference. That's where BetterHelp comes in. They have over 30,000 fully licensed therapists who work under a strict code of conduct. They've served over 6 million people globally and really prioritize getting the match right for your specific needs. If you aren't happy with your therapist, you can switch at any time. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. A strange wooden figurine was nestled in an alcove depicting a humanoid figure with nails in its eyes and a noose around its neck. Wicked suddenly felt incredibly uneasy and wanted to leave without touching the figure, but his friend shrugged and put it in his bag as a souvenir. They went home and Wicked thought little of it until 2 days later when he received a phone call. It was his friend. Clearly panicked, he told him that the statue kept appearing in different positions around the house and weird banging noises had been waking him up at night. As well as this, the whole place had started stinking of pond water. Worst of all, though, he'd been woken up the night before by his dog barking. When he went into his hallway, there were muddy footprints everywhere, and the statue had moved again into the living room. Cautiously, he walked over to it, heart pounding in his chest, but as he got nearer, the room was suddenly filled with loud, rasping breathing. Safe to say, he got the heck out of there. Wicked let him stay around his place that night, then posted on Reddit looking for advice. Eventually, self-proclaimed paranormal expert Greg Newkirk commented and offered to take the statue off the two friends' hands. They gladly obliged and sent it to him, and that was the last anyone heard of them. 6 months later, an update was finally posted to Reddit, though this time it was from Greg, and he had a lot to say. Apparently, the hauntings had carried on in the apartment he shared with his wife and fellow paranormal investigator, Dana. A figurine of Christ had been ripped off the wall, wet footprints had appeared on the couch, the pond smell was ever present, and the figurine had been mysteriously moving around the apartment on its own. Things had gotten so bad that the couple locked the statue in a case, following which the strange event subsided, but never completely went away. Now, the statue, which had been nicknamed the Crone of the Catskills, is a well-known attraction at Dana and Greg's Traveling Museum of the Paranormal in Kentucky. So, if you want to go and see it, you can. Me, I'll stick to talking about it on the internet at a very safe distance, thank you very much. There's something inherently creepy about abandoned places. They just feel off. Well, in northeastern Colorado Springs, hidden amongst a load of rubble is the entrance to an abandoned tunnel that makes my skin crawl. Dozens and dozens of ghastly images of zombies adorn the walls on either side. Who painted them there? Nobody knows. But considering the amount of effort that clearly went into them, it's supremely odd that the artist would hide them away and never claim ownership. Perhaps they weren't of sound mind. I don't know. Just whatever you do, never enter that tunnel. As well as being susceptible to a possible collapse, there's no telling who you might meet down there. YouTuber Exploring with Josh makes content where he, explores interesting places from haunted hospitals to spooky forests. In one video uploaded in August 2016, Josh set out to explore a deep underground cave at Mount St. Helens, Washington. After pushing further into the cave and into a claustrophobically cramped tunnel near the back, Josh suddenly stumbled across something shocking. A little girl had got lost inside the cave and ended up right at the back, stuck. Thankfully, Josh and his team were there on hand and led the frightened girl back out to her parents. But if they hadn't been there, things could have turned out very differently. Here's to you, Josh. After watching the horror movie The Descent, I realized I hate everything about caving. It's cramped, dark, dangerous, and there might be monsters down there with you. Well, popular YouTube adventurer Mike Corey apparently doesn't share that sentiment. In 2021, he ventured to Ukraine to explore the sixth largest cave in the world, Optimistic Cave. Little did he know, he'd find something seriously ominous down there. Mike headed through the eerie door with a couple of fellow adventurers and began his descent. At over 140 miles long, Optimistic Cave is huge and full of tiny, twisty tunnels to navigate. Almost immediately, Mike had to squeeze through narrow crevices and pass roosting bats. But after 5 grueling hours of exploration, the team stumbled upon a chamber with something much creepier than any bat. A huge carved sculpture of a minotaur. What was it doing all the way down here? Who knows? Another chamber with more statues. This time of the Grim Reaper beside one lone miner. Okay, now that's super weird. But at some 650 feet below the surface, there was no escaping if whoever had carved the freaky statues decided to show their face. Unperturbed, Mike and the rest of the team carried on and thankfully managed to get out of the cave safely. Phew. So what the heck were the statues all about? Well, according to one of the locals, they were made by speleologists. That is, cave experts who were mapping Optimistic Cave back when it was first discovered in 1966. Apparently, with little else to do in their spare time, they became quite skilled at carving. I don't know though. Why the Grim Reaper? Does anyone know for sure that was made by a speleologist? Or do the locals just say that to hide a darker truth? Deep beneath the streets of Paris lies a colossal twisting network of caverns and tunnels housing the remains of over 6 million people. This is the Paris Catacombs, and it's widely recognized as one of the creepiest places in the world. There's a lot more than just ex-humans down there to spook you, though. Passing through one of the tunnels, you'll be greeted with a sculpture, though. Mysteriously, nobody knows who made it. Known as the Passe Morale, it's a reference to an old French story about a man with the power to pass through walls. The story goes that at first the man didn't want this power and went to his doctor, who gave him medicine and told him to change his inactive lifestyle. But the man didn't change his lifestyle and one day realized he could use his power for ill gain. He terrorized his annoying boss so much he sent the man insane. Then he began to rob banks and jewelry stores. But eventually his reign of terror ended when he woke up one morning with a headache and took a pill for it. Only he didn't realize he'd taken the wrong pill. It was the medicine the doctor had prescribed him. As he was passing through a wall that day, it suddenly kicked in and the man was trapped, where he remains to this day. Pretty bleak story, right? The sculpture down in the Paris Catacombs can't actually be him, though, right? Right? On the border between Derbyshire and Nottingham in England, UK, is an enclosed limestone gorge called Creswell Crags. Tucked away in the ravine's cliffs lie several mysterious caves, and in one of them there's a small hole with a collection of marks hewn into the stone around it, warning of an entrance to the underworld.
Jeepers!
These scratches are known as witch marks and are believed to have been carved between the 17th and 19th centuries to ward off evil. Indeed, back then, belief in evil spirits was widespread in Britain, and the protective marks were etched in churches and houses too. Some are shaped like boxes or mazes to trap the demons or spirits, while others include the letter V twice, representing Virgin of Virgins, the Mother Mary. Okay, so what are they doing in the caves at Creswell Crags? Well, it's likely that the hole in the caves was blamed for a series of unfortunate events like crop failures or illnesses. People at the time may have believed evil forces were crawling out of it from the depths of the underworld and sowing chaos. So they carved the lines into the rock to keep the demons at bay. Ah, that's super creepy. Let's hope those marks continue to do their job, eh? Back in September 2017, Reddit user Grunnerman28 went hiking with his friends to an inactive volcano near their town in Mexico. It has a deep cavern system within it, and because Grunner and his friends are clearly unhinged, they find mapping deep uncharted caverns a fun weekend activity. So in they went. Despite the oppressive atmosphere, the vibe was easygoing, and as they progressed deeper, Grunner started playing some black metal through his speaker to add to the ambiance. It was a good time. When the tour came to its end, the group quickly posed for a photo at the cave entrance and went home. Only when Grunner got back that evening, something felt wrong. Usually, he fell asleep easily after a day out hiking, but tonight was different. He felt uneasy and hardly slept. The next day, one of his friends posted the photo they'd taken online, and when Grunner saw it, his blood ran cold. There was something next to him. Or someone. But whoever they were, they hadn't been there when the photo was taken. At least not visibly, anyway. That night, Grunner couldn't sleep at all. He kept thinking he could see the shadowy figure in his room staring at him with those piercing black eyes. It all got too much. He panicked, cursing and screaming at it to leave. And suddenly, thankfully, it did. Unable to rest, Grunner racked his brain for any clue as to what might be happening and remembered the band he'd played while they were in the caves. Yeah, that was it. There were rumors they'd hidden dark spirit summoning rites in their recordings. It was something he'd heard but never actually believed. Now it seemed more believable than ever. What could he do, though? Nothing. For the next couple of weeks, what sounded like pebbles being thrown at his window woke him up every night, yet nobody was ever outside. Then, little by little, the strange happenings stopped. Grunner never saw the figure again, but the memory still haunts him. Man, I'm unsure about this one. Is the whole thing just a hoax, or did Grunner really accidentally summon something that day? Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed. Listen to